Welcome back to the Solomon Tension Podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. I want to spend some time talking about reframing your life, and really just perspective. I think it's always just a good practice to take some time periodically just to reflect on your life, reflect on decisions that you might need to make, or relationships, past mistakes. I mean, you know, just spend some time being reflective. I think it's a good practice. But on this podcast, as you know, our primary focus is to inspire millennials to live life on purpose. And I know that life happens and we get stuck. We get stuck in the cycle of life, the cycle of the ups and downs and the day-to-day nuances. But I want to challenge you to reframe your life and to remember that, you know, you cannot control what happens to you. You cannot control how people treat you. You can't control people's opinions of you. But you can control how you respond, what you accept. You can control your world and the decisions that you make. And this is for all of you out there who are grappling with your past. Your past won't let you go. You 30, 40, 50, 20, and you still grappling with your past. And I want to challenge you to continuously give yourself grace, give yourself time, but to ultimately come to grips with your past, come to grips with your mistake, come to grips with the life that you have, and come to grips with the things in life that happened to you that you didn't have any control over. Come to grips with that. But after you come to grips with it, then I want to challenge you to begin to do the work to change your perspective and to start to rebuild your life and start to change the story in your life. You have the power to change the story. God gave us the ability to create. You have the ability to create and to change your story. And I'm not sure if someone's never told you that before, but you have that ability. If you listen to this podcast, that means that you are in sound mind and consciousness to a certain degree. And if you're in sound mind and consciousness and you understand the concepts that we've been discussing on this platform, then let this be a sign that you have the power to change the dynamics of your life. You have the power to create. That's the first gift that God gave us, was the power to create. But when life happens, an unaddressed issue happens, it cripples our ability to create. It cripples our ability to change and to see perspectives. And instead, we'll stay there. We'll stay in the place of pain and we won't move forward. You got the power to create your life. You got the power to change your circumstance. You have the power. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care where you're listening. I don't care what mistakes you might have made. I don't care where you was last night. I don't care. From this point forward, you have the power to change your world. You have the power to change the dynamics and the circumstances. You have the power to choose your purpose and to start to build a life around that and to start to take the necessary steps and to change your perspective and to reframe it. I want to tell you a story about even me as a young man when I had to finally come to grips with not growing up with a mother and a father. I had to come to grips with it. God and I, we battled about it from time to time. I had questions. I was hurt, disappointed. What was your, I challenged God. What was your thought process? What was you doing? I'm not understanding. Why did this make sense? Why did this happen? Why? I'm not understanding what your plan was. And if you're real with me, all of us have had these discussions with God. Like, hey, listen, I love you. You're God. I'm going to do what you got, what you tell me to do. I'm never going to question you, but in this moment, I don't understand. And so to help me heal, I need a little bit more understanding. I need to get inside your mind. And I had to come to grips with what God was trying to do in my life. I had to come to grips with what his plan was. And once I came to grips with it, once I let go of the pain from mother and father wounds, and I healed and I forgave and I changed my perspective and I let some things go, and God gave me a little bit more insight into why and why it was necessary, then I sat there for a while. And I said, wait a minute. I got the power to change all of this. I got the power to break every generational cycle in my bloodline. I got the power to have the wife, be the man, the business, the career, the kingdom man, the father. I got the power to change some things. I got the power to be and to provide in a way and provide experiences for people and opportunities that wasn't provided for me. I got an opportunity to do something about all this. I got the power to change. And once I realized that, man, I've been running and changing my life ever since, man. I've been running and chasing and changing and building and creating, because I settled on the gift of my ability to create the world around me, the ability to change my circumstance. I decided that I wasn't going to live in the past. I decided that regardless of how I might have been brought up, God put something inside of Solomon. And the thing that God put inside of Solomon is not going to be stopped because of bad experiences in my past. If it's going to be stopped, if it's not going to come to pass, it's going to be because Solomon didn't do the work. But I'm not going to give anybody else or any other experience control over my life. I'm too young for that. I pray. I'm only in my 30s. I pray that I make it to 100. So you mean tell me I'm going to let 60 years go by of experiences controlling the rest of my life? Nah. I'm taking all that back. And so in my late 20s, when I realized this, my life has changed. And I made some mistakes along the way. I've made some bad decisions. I've had some ups and downs, some hurts, some pain, some anxiety. Some things I wish I could go back and do over again, for sure. But one thing I know, I hadn't stopped running. I hadn't stopped running and creating. I hadn't stopped running and speaking things over my life. And that's what I want to challenge each and every one of you today, is to get up from that bed, turn that TV off, get up from up under them blankets, whatever state of depression or sorrow that you might be going through. Get up, take a shower, go take a jog, do whatever, and start creating your life. Start to change your circumstance. Why? Because you still have purpose.